how and where to find candidates and potentially new employees is going to be one challenge facing any business of any size looking to increase their workforce. So we're going to have a bit of a look at what we can use in the market to grab those best employees. Firstly, when it comes to hiring, remember to plan and don't panic. Those are two fundamental things, and we keep that in the back of the mind, because really, the way that we approach the market, the way we search for new candidates and potential new employees, needs to be done both methodically and also clear-headed. We want to make sure that we are in a great position ourselves so that we can hit the market very positively. All right, so you've got the position description together. You've laid it out properly. You've got the metrics to achievement. You've got the balance of skills and behaviors and attitudes needed. You've also put together a job advertisement. You've got the copy written. It introduces you and the company. It introduces the role and the expectations and the selection criteria of the role. So now we're going to put it out in the market. And what are we going to do? Let's do that. Well, let's look at a couple of means. First of all, how are you going to send it out to market? And by that, there are generally two ways, and they're quite obvious. One is do it yourself. Two is employ the services of a recruitment or a search agent. What you need to do is to make sure that you are going to get the best result out of either way. And if you do choose one or the other, you want to make sure that you're going to follow that through. If you're going to use a recruitment and search agent, do your homework. Understand what they offer and understand what you're going to be charged. There is nothing like having the homework completed for a potential recruiter or search agent so that you go in there fully with your eyes open. Now, you're doing it yourself then. So you've decided against the recruitment agent. You're going to do it yourself. What are you going to do to find those top candidates? The number one piece of advice at this point of time is to not isolate your searching system into one area. Don't utilize just the one search methodology and expect a top-level result, because it won't happen that way. Spread it out a little. Take advantage of 3 to 4 different methods so that you're exposing yourself to 3 to 4 different areas of the market. Let's look at what happens online. We have virtually at our disposal hundreds of sites, of job boards, social media, etc., that can be successfully utilized to find a top candidate. Whether you use the likes of LinkedIn or Twitter or Facebook in your social media, whether you use Seek or MyCareer or Monster Jobs for your online job board, whether you use a particular website or forum specific to the industry that you are recruiting in. That could be something like, for example, Whirlpool. Whirlpool forums are a huge forum for IT users. Similarly, there are websites around sales, around offers, around manufacturing that you can isolate the candidates that you're looking to attract. Let's look, though, more deeply at a couple of those points there. And I mentioned two in particular, LinkedIn and Seek. LinkedIn is really one of the most powerful search tools available to any business. The recent, the increase in users in Australia that has recently doubled in size from 1 to 10, testament to the fact that it is a powerful tool. And if you're not on LinkedIn, and if you're not active on LinkedIn, then you're going to put yourself at a severe disadvantage, particularly if you are in white collar service industry, IT as well, any sort of customer to customer, business to business, you should be using LinkedIn to find potential candidates. You can do searches on LinkedIn by yourself. You could headhunt easily through that. Similarly, you can put the message out there that you are looking for people and then get people to reply in kind. LinkedIn, great tool. Second of all, is Seek. A lot of businesses fall into the trap of using Seek and using it solely in their hiring practice. There's nothing wrong in using Seek, but as I said, combine it with other areas. Seek is great to put the job right out to a plethora of active candidates. And what I mean by active candidates are those candidates that are active in the market. They are looking for a job and they will be able to apply directly to you on the basis of your ad. This can present problems. Seek doesn't really isolate a candidate based on their behaviors or their soft skills. So the chances of fishing through 100 or so resumes could be quite possible depending on the role. The passive candidates, which is, I guess, for want of a better term, the opposite of active candidates, are those that aren't really looking for work, but they may just be interested in a role if they hear some details about it. And this is where the likes of LinkedIn, even the Twitter and Facebook come into play. Another way of searching for employees is to set up an internal referral system. This is getting your employees active looking for people who may be suitable for your business. It could be, they could get, say, a couple of movie tickets or a restaurant voucher or some cash or something like that to refer names to you. Now, there are pros and cons on that. One pro is that you will get someone who is trusted already by at least one member of the staff and can quite possibly come recommended, which is a very positive element to have for you. The cons could be the fact that they, as in the employees, could just bring their mate along, who may not actually fit. And whilst a referral system is great to have in an organisation, let me emphasise the fact that you will still have to go through the hiring process. You will still have to interview properly, reference check effectively, to make sure you're making the right decision there. Don't go solely on that referral and go straight to an offer. It's not going to work that way. So that's, I guess, a start on how we're going to put ourselves out there in the market in the search for a new candidate. The last thing I'm going to leave you with, and something that you need to, I guess, be certain of in any sort of offering into the marketplace of your brand and your business. Is your business attractive? Are you going to attract the right candidates to your business? Have you set up a workplace policy, an engagement policy with your employees that will attract employees? This is something for you to ponder over, I guess. And the next time we talk, we're going to have a look at when it comes to receiving resumes and receiving applications, how to read through them to extract what information you need and to shortlist the top candidates that you want to move forward through the hiring process. Look forward to speaking to you then. Thanks. This is Scott Brown.